Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello, Sabrina Deneen Williams here with Rolling with the Diva. I am so glad that you guys tuned in today to the show. I'm excited because today's show is on bitterness. And if you hold on to your bitterness, can you forgive? Nope, you can't, people. You got to let it go. And believe me, I'm going to tell you a story, and I'm not preaching anything to you that I don't, that I don't expect of myself. And I can tell you a story that started when I was 8 years old with my dad. All right, but I want to first just welcome everybody. Tell you it's the weather is changing here. I'm starting to get my outfits for fall. I've never been really one of those people to dress for seasons, but I'm really excited because my weight is going down. I feel good about my body. I love it. So today, is bitterness a choice? Yes. Do bitterness and forgiveness go hand in hand? Yes, if you want your life to be better and you're not allowing other people to control your emotions. John 3:16, for God sent his only son, begotten son, for you. And you guys can read the rest, but his son, when he sent his son on the cross, he covered all of our sins. If God can forgive us, why can't we? And I know for some people it's a lot easier to say that statement than the things have happened, because I know some people have been through molestation, abuse, rape, family members being killed, losing a loved one too early, parents divorcing, your mom or dad not being there for you, having to pay for your own college and being bitter and seeing other people. So I get it. But you know what? You can't hold on to that, because if you do, you're going to live a life of just drudgery. And I understand it's not easy to forgive. So let me tell you a story. When I was 8 years old, my dad, Richard Williams, left me, Sabrina, and my other five sisters and brothers, with the oldest half-sister being I want to say 16 or 17, and the youngest being probably not even one or two. And my dad was having affairs the whole time, which that doesn't matter. That's not part of the story, but it's just sort of kind of preference what's going on. My dad left in a preference of going to get a bike. He never came back. And as the years went on, I was always trying to make jokes in light of the situation, but inside I was bitter, angry, frustrated. You could see that by how I encountered people through anger, easily frustrated, making up stories about my life that really weren't there. And just really, I would have to say, turning my self inside out, and I became very an emotional eater, especially with ding-dongs at that time. And it was just really sad. And it wasn't until years later. You can't blame one situation for the next, but as years went by and the things that happened, I would see my dad here, or he would call here or there, and he'd always change his number afterwards, just becoming more bitter, more hardened, even more hateful. But I was trying to keep this persona that I was a happy person, because I believe you try to treat people how you want to be treated. So part of it wasn't persona. So I was trying, and I accepted God in my life at 18, but that didn't change my bitterness. Went on a missionary trip. That didn't change my bitterness, but changed my outlook on that God loves us and that we have to treat people right. So fast forward, you know, and now, as the things went on in my life, from having an abortion to other things, I just came to realize the only person, listen to this, you guys, the only person I'm hurting is me, Sabrina Deneen Williams, hurting myself because I could not forgive. And I was bitter. I know I was bitter and I could not forgive. And forgiveness is not for that person. I know a lot of people don't want to hear it, like, oh, that's so crazy. Why do you say that, Sabrina? You don't understand my situation. You're right, I don't, and I haven't been in your situation, but I've been in mine, and I work with enough people and seen enough of life in many situations and circumstances to understand that no matter what happened to you, you have to let it go, because there's two things going on. You're being bitter and you're allowing that person to dominate you for all of your life, and it dominates your mind, your thoughts, your being, and everything you do is based on that person. And then you become angry and you can't keep relationships because you're bitter and that's all you focus on. You're running through the motions, but never happy and content. You're going through church, but you're saying to God, why? Or you're in a religion, because the relationship is with Jesus Christ, and there's people who are religion. But you know what? You're saying, God, why? Why? And he's saying, I love you, my child. I love you. You have to let it go. And believe me, I am by no means saying that you forget about a rape, you forget about incest. You don't. But you allow God to overwhelm you with his love and allow him to take those sins of mankind, because the sin of the people who sinned against you, God took on. And that's all he wants, is love for us to love unconditionally. I'm sorry, I was looking at Uber because I'm picking up, my son's being picked up by Uber because I have to do the radio show, but I'm feeling a little nauseous today. So sort of kind of a mom thing, and I might as well just be honest. You know, your moms were really multitaskers. So yeah, my son likes getting up by Uber. He doesn't like catching the bus. But back to topic, sorry about that. I apologize. But, one of the things that I'm going to talk to you guys about today, and it's from the rock, the root of bitterness is called the Rock of Ages website, and you can find it on RoadDisciplesInstitute.com, RoadDisciplesInstitute.com. We're going to get into the root of bitterness when we come back, but for now, we are going to go into a song by Dwayne, God Help Me to Pray. Thank you. Back with Rolling with a Diva, Sabrina Williams, and that was my friend, such a nice man and a family he has, Dwayne God Help Me to Pray. You can find him on Facebook and on Instagram. Okay, first let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the show. Thank you for everything you do for me. I am just so excited that I have been on the air for almost 5 years. You know, my show is where you want it to be. I ask that you help the growth and you help the word get out there that we are a station based on mental health. We want to see people come to terms with their lives, live with joy. Happiness is great, but you could be happy for a moment that the, what was those, Vegas Knights won? All of you, everybody, except for me, yeah, because they never won a, whatever you call it, pennant or whatever, Stanley Cup, so I could care less about them. I like the Ducks. Or you could be really, yay, happy that the Raiders are here. You could be like really unhappy like me because I don't like them. They should bring my Dallas team. So joy. And joy involves Jesus, others, and yourself. When you put Jesus first, or for some of us it's a religious, a God, your God first, others and yourself, and you're last. Not saying you put yourself last and then taking care of yourself, but when you put others first and give, you'll see what I mean. All right, let's read the Bible verse that we're going to start off with. Colossians 3:13. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And this is from the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:12, and is paraphrased, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Remember, we're starting off that nobody is perfect. We're all human. And you know what? We have to be forgiving of people. All right, let's get started with this. And so everybody can have a great night and not be stuck here with me. Oh, you guys like being stuck here with me? Admit it. All right, here we go. Okay, the Rock of Ages, Discipleship Institute. The root of bitterness, Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fall off the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble him, and thereby may be defiled. First of all, we forgive because God forgave us. And I know for some people that's a hard thing to answer to, but we have to. So in this booklet, this is, as I said, this is not from me, it's from the Road Discipleship. The person is writing that bitterness is one of the most damaging cancers, because it eats at your soul to both sinners and saints in the world today. I've seen bitterness destroy saints and doom sinners. I've watched bitterness destroy preachers and leave prisoners in despair. On the other hand, I've watched prisoners battle bitterness because they have been lied to by family and friends who made false promises that never came through. I've watched prisoners battle over the rejection of parole and over problems with the administration and security staff. At times in our lives, it's hard to stay sweet. Hebrews 12:15 states it springs up. It just keeps popping up like a volcano. It's boiling deep down on the inside until one day it explodes. The Greek word for bitterness means to pack or press down. This is true. Bitterness gets in your being, in your stomach, in your gut. You know, it's like a sharp, disagreeable, or hate. You can't hide bitterness. And I, and for instance, I was in high school, and especially in elementary school, I was so, oh my God, I was just a little fighter and a little OG gangster. anytime anybody made me mad after the third time awarding them, I just beat them up, and I didn't care, and I just was pounding, and I could see myself pounding my dad's chest, like, why did you leave me? Why didn't you come back? But then as I got in high school, I would do that same thing until one day a guy said, girls just don't beat up. And I thought about, wow, I got to stop this. You know, I'm gonna go somewhere. By the grace of God, I hadn't been suspended from school. Everybody liked me, which was the saving grace. And the heart knoweth its own bitterness, Proverbs 14:10. And here's some, and this is by Mike McDonald on Road Discipleship. And it's from Rock of Ages Discipleship Institute. And here are some of the causes of bitterness. For me, it was my anger with my dad leaving me. I became angry because we struggled for food. I didn't have a lot of friends. We moved a lot, especially before and after I got out of high school, because I just refused. I told my mom, I'm staying here, and I stayed at the same school. My mom having to pay more attention to my brothers, and they got in trouble, and not all my brothers, just a couple of them. My sisters and everything else, and it just became where I'm just like, nobody cares about me. Positional failures, not making it in the ministry makes some preachers bitter at the whole world. Not making it a certain job. Parental failures. I'm going to be honest, I felt like a failure when my son started drinking and doing drugs, and I would, you know, try to correct him in my own way, and it worked for a second, and then he was back to the same thing, and I was like, well, what did I do? Why didn't I do this? And then when my son tried to kill himself, I stopped saying I'm not a bad parent, but God helped me to know where I failed, to make it better, and to walk forward with my son. We're not perfect. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear in Proverbs 17:25. Rejection. Rejection of, like, I've been rejected so many times from guys because I wouldn't have sex with them. And don't mind you, yes, I had sex before I was married, but I've decided after I dated one guy didn't have intercourse, but did everything else we shouldn't have did. But I just decided I'm 55 and I'm going to be a 55-year-old virgin until God gives me the man he wants, even being a chaplain. People get bitter when they're being rejected by family, friends, and the world. It is especially hard for an inmate who feels that he's been rejected by his family, his wife, his children, society. I don't know, maybe they should go look at that show of the people who go with the inmates. Sickness and tragedies, a loved one dying too early, a child that's sick that you can't do, and you would rather trade their places, a mom and dad lost in a car accident, a child killed, kidnapped, things like that. Incarceration, as we said, bad dealings. Someone cheated you out of money can make you bitter, or just cheated you out of, you know, they said they were your friend this whole time, and you find out that they talk about you. Criticism. If you know someone has criticized you, your ministry, your church, your family, it makes you bitter. There's usually something wrong within a certain person's name is mentioned. You always have something bad to say about them. There's a problem, a root of bitterness growing in you. And I'll be honest, I would never say anything about the person, but every time that person's name came up, like one of my cousins, because at first I was jealous of her, and then she was jealous of me. And then I just, like, you know, I was just tired of it all, but that is so true. And the course of bitterness, again, we refer to verse 15 in the word root. It comes from a seed. That is how it gets started. A seed is planted, just a thought, like my dad doesn't love me and that's why he left. But I don't know that. But I do know my dad didn't take care of me. So how am I going to deal with it? Water and starts growing. And it had time to fester and grow for years. Some other bitterness seeds, a seed of divorce, as I talked about, a seed of death, a seed of denial, parole, loans, jobs, the death of a family member, a seed of betrayal, a friend testified against you in court or just says bad things that you know not are true. A seed of belittlement, something said unnecessarily. It could be at work, with family, a seed of bad experiences. So bitterness just takes over. And how does a root grow? Roots go down deep, then it grows, sprouts, and comes out. And those sprouts that sprout out are not good because they're contaminated. They're not from the love of God. God hasn't washed over sin because you haven't said, Lord, forgive that person and forgive me. And that's how. The cause of bitterness. Bitterness will never leave you where it found you. It for some people, it can be the rest of their lives, and that's all they focus on. I don't know where I was, but I heard an article that a girl went somewhere and stopped dating because of one guy, and she moved to Alaska. Failure of the grace of God, Hebrews 12:15. You get in such shape that you won't even let God help you. I have personally talked to inmates who refuse to give to get saved because of bitterness and vengeance in their heart towards someone in the free world. No, if this is what they say, no, I can't, because if I forgive them, then, oh my God, what's going to happen? They're not even probably thinking about you anymore. And that's so sad. They are so hardened in their own heart, the person who caused this, but you have to let it go. Or inmates who don't want to take responsibility. I once had an inmate tell me, preacher, I can't get saved because I'm going to kill someone when I get out of prison. I'll shoot a fruit of the Spirit, which is Galatians 5:22-23. You will no longer have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. If David had gotten bitter at Saul, he would have killed him. And you guys know that that's a big thing. My friend, you can spread bitterness to other people and wind up destroying and defiling a lot of people. And bitterness can take over your mind, body, and spirit, can get you with headaches, and that means days off work, sickness. With the cure for bitterness, with the root of bitterness, you've got to get to the root of the problem. I had to get to the fact that I was upset with my dad for leaving, and then seeing my half-sisters, Venus and Serena, which everybody knows are world-famous tennis players now, but from the age of probably about 8 to, well, they weren't even doing that at that time because they weren't even born. But by the time they got into juniors tennis, and somebody would tell me about them, I wouldn't even really understand. But as I got older, my 26s, 27, 30s, I really had to say, God, you've got to help me forgive my dad. It's nothing against these girls, but it's my dad who did this, not anybody else. I can't blame him having money, them having money, but my dad did this and helped me forgive. Once I did that, my life started to be better. I was able to focus. I still deal with some mental health issues, but not because of that, because of depression and things like that. You've got to get the root out. Don't cover up with a bandage. Cut it out. Be honest with God where you're at. He loves you where you're at. You can't cure a wound by covering up with a bandage. It will get sore and infected. It can even kill you. And I'll give you guys an example of that. One day I was riding bikes with my brothers, and they were teaching me how to ride the bikes. And my brothers decided that they weren't going to tell me how to break the bike. I fell down, flipped over the bike, and skinned my skin really bad. So for 3 days, I stayed in a bed. The sheets got attached to me, and that festered. Oh, my God. They had to debride me, and oh, that. So you don't want to get that kind of bitterness where it has to be debred by God, and it's horrible. Ephesians 4:31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. And let me say this, you can forgive somebody and have nothing else to ever do with them again. And I would encourage somebody who's been molested by a person who's not taking a responsibility and you don't want anything else to do with them, you don't have to. If you've been raped by a person, you don't want anything to do with them, that's your choice. You stand up, but forgiving is for you. Do you really want to cut the root out? Be honest with God. God really wants to help you. For the words of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of thoughts and intent of the heart. If you want help, get it. First, you can go to your pastor. If that's still not helping, it's gotten so into you need counseling, go to counseling. What do you think God created all these people for with these different professions? Okay? Use it. I go to counseling for my mental health and take medicine. If you want help, get it. Hebrews 4:15-16, for we have not on a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as he was tempted for us. Let us therefore come boldly with the throne of grace. Jesus knows what's going through us. Isaiah 53:3 says, he is despised and rejected of men. He did not get bitter. He can help you overcome your bitterness. Look, when they sent him to the cross, he didn't get bitter. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. I said, Father, hold on 1 second. Let me lighten them up. That would be me, but I'm not God, thank goodness. Prayer and praise, Hebrews 12:12. And I have found one of the one of the ways that I stay away from bitterness and always forgive people, and even my dad and my family, even to this day, when people write articles about me or anything, is, hey, you know what? I love God, getting in his word and being in music. And Hebrews 12:12 says, lift up the hands, pray and praise him instead of letting things get you bitter. Follow peace. Hebrews 12:4 says, follow peace with all men. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts. The grace of God, notice our text, don't miss it, lest any man fail of the grace of God. That's it. The greatest healing element for bitterness is the grace of God. Romans 5:20, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:8, but God commended his love towards that we were all sinners, Christ died for us. I notice a lot to take in, but you just remember, when God got on the cross for us, this is what he came for. And the person concluded that saying, my friend, always look to Calvary, for it is there your bitter waters of the life can be made sweet. 1 Peter 2:24, with his own self bear our sins in his own body in the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, whose stripes ye were healed. I agree and amen. The cancer, get rid of the cancer in your body from that bitterness. I know it's not easy. I've been there, and I know that. But as I can honestly say, at 55, going into a new career, because I won't be working child services anymore, to be a chaplain for God has brought me a long way from bitterness over to a grace for the love of all people, no matter what. Love yourself, but allow God to love you. Love yourself. Loving yourself will allow you to love others. And I want to say to you, have a great week. If you need anything, send me an email at cvwtdiva@gmail.com. Please don't forget, if you're having a mental health issues, well, nothing's wrong. Mental health is just like any other body disorder. It needs treatment. Don't treat it as you're on an island by yourself. You're not. We have to talk about it to get it out of there. And 211 in any states of the United States can give you referrals for low cost, no cost counseling, food referrals, referrals to banks for food, housing for HUD, and many other services. If you are listening to this and you are suicidal and you just don't feel that nobody cares, my friend, I need you to get to the nearest emergency room. You're loved. You're wanted. It's a moment in time. I'm not going to say I know how you feel because I don't, but I pray that God and people can surround you and give you what you need and help you. You may be going through a tough time from being deserted by friends, family, or loss of a job, and your family's all on your shoulders. God understands. Go to him, but get to the nearest emergency room. If you're having suicidal ideations, call 211, get to the nearest counselor, and hang in there, but talk to some of your friends who care. You guys are loved. You're wanted. Thank you for listening to Rolling with a Diva. I really do appreciate the time you guys listen. I can be heard on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, Elations Radio, and it's all under the title Rolling with a Diva. Please share, and thank you for your time. Peace out. See you on Thursday. And our Thursday topic is really – no, our Sunday topic is really great, too. Thursday's a surprise, but Sunday's is – we're starting a series of God, I have a question. And the first one is, God, are you mad at me? So I hope that you guys just realize God never is mad at us. He may not like what we do, but he loves us no matter what. I hope you have a blessed day and a blessed night. Thank you.